Those everyday questions become an opportunity for the Ohio State University College of Food, Agricultural, and Environmental Sciences, CFAES, to share one of its greatest strengths, turning university research into practical advice through Ohio State University Extension and its Master Gardener Volunteer Program. We just want to help them have a successful experience in the landscape and garden, located in the Ohio Department of Natural Resources Natural Resources Park. The Ask a Master Gardener Volunteer booth sits beside the GeoWalk Garden maintained by Franklin County Master Gardener Volunteers. Throughout the past 2 years, nurseries in Virginia and surrounding states have observed an uptick in wilt and severe dieback on redbud, maple, and dogwood Virginia state tree, industry campaigns and herbicide. Every summer at the Ohio State Fair, visitors arrive with questions like these, often carrying photos on their phones or leaves tucked into plastic bags, hoping someone can help solve the mystery growing in their backyard. Those everyday questions become an opportunity for the Ohio State University College of Food, Agricultural, and Environmental Sciences, CFAES, to share one of its greatest strengths. Turning university research into practical advice through Ohio State University Extension and its Master Gardener Volunteer Program. One of the most visible examples is the Ask a Master Gardener Volunteer booth, where Master Gardener volunteers offer free, research-based advice on everything from flowers and vegetables to lawns, trees, insects and wildlife. It's a friendly face who will do what they can to help someone with a gardening question, said Pam Bennett, CFAES Associate Professor and Statewide Director of the Master Gardener Volunteer Program. All of our Master Gardener volunteers have gardening experience, and all are willing to help people learn more about good gardening habits. One of last year's biggest questions at the fair centered around one of Ohio's newest invasive pests. Spotted lanternfly nymphs were all over the fairgrounds during the fair, said Mike Hogan, Agriculture and Natural Resources Educator with the Franklin County Office of Ohio State Extension. Folks had questions about how to deal with this pest, so Master Gardener volunteers were able to educate them and send them home with resources they could use. Although the fair takes place in late July and early August, fairgoers ask questions about varying seasons and weather, from wilting cucumbers, tomatoes that won't ripen and insect damage during the summer to questions about starting seeds indoors, soil testing and household pests during the winter. That variety is exactly why research-based guidance matters, Bennett said. While gardening advice is easy to find online, she said, it isn't always accurate. There is a lot of information available on the internet, and just because it's available doesn't mean it's right, Bennett said. Our Master Gardener volunteers are trained to find the most current, research-based information and help consumers use it. Fairgoers appreciate that expertise because it comes without a sales pitch. We are not selling products or services, Bennett said. We just want to help them have a successful experience in the landscape and garden, located in the Ohio Department of Natural Resources Natural Resources Park. The Ask a Master Gardener Volunteer booth sits beside the GeoWalk Garden maintained by Franklin County Master Gardener Volunteers. Those gardens often become teaching tools, Hogan said, sparking conversations about plants visitors recognize from their own landscapes and the challenges they're facing at home. Behind the scenes, the fair is just one stop in a busy outreach season. Franklin County Master Gardener Volunteers staff about 50 Ask a Master Gardener Volunteer booths at community events each year, giving volunteers plenty of opportunities to help gardeners diagnose problems and identify practical, research-based solutions. Master Gardener volunteers love helping gardeners, Hogan said. They love the challenge of diagnosing problems and coming up with solutions that make people's gardening efforts more successful. For many fairgoers, the booth is also their first introduction to Ohio State Extension. Many fairgoers don't realize there's a Master Gardener volunteer program or an extension office in their home county, Hogan said. We help connect them with those local resources, so they know where to turn after the fair. That connection continues year-round through county extension offices and Ohio State's Ask Extension online service, where gardening questions account for about 75% of the inquiries submitted statewide. Our Master Gardener volunteers extend extensions outreach, Bennett said. People know they can find reliable, research-based information with us. Blacksburg, VA. Throughout the past 2 years, nurseries in Virginia and surrounding states have observed an uptick in wilt and severe dieback on redbud, maple, and dogwood Virginia state tree. In some cases, Almost 100% of the stock was unsellable because of the damage. To address this widespread issue, Virginia Cooperative Extension in Virginia, South Charleston, Ohio. If you are a new grower or have been growing pumpkins and squash for a few years, the Pumpkin Field Day is for you. This year the Pumpkin Field Day will be held on Thursday, August 24th, starting promptly at 5:30 p.m. and ending at 8 p.m. The location remains at Napoleon, Ohio. Ohio State University Extension Henry County and partners are excited to announce the inaugural Northwest Ohio Agriculture Expo. This event will take place in the new event center located at the Henry County Fairgrounds, 821 South Perry Street, Napoleon, Ohio, on March 6th and 7th, 2026. The two-day event will feature equipment, Urbana, IL. 8 years ago, University of Illinois and USDAR scientists turned weed control on its head. More and more herbicide-resistant weeds were popping up, and the pest plants were getting harder to kill. It was clear farmers could no longer rely on the same chemicals year after year. Industry campaigns and herbicide